For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I'm your host, Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat of Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. This show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. So most weeks, I usually have guest speakers on who help us walk through those different things that we need to heal in our lives, and you can connect with me at chellazappia.com or email me at chellazappia@outlook.com. Again, that's C-E-L-L-A for Chella Zappia. Z like zebra, A-P-P-I-A. Also, we always love to hear from guests. If you feel like calling in today, that would be awesome. If you have any questions, that number is 866-472-5792. Today's show is called The Earth Walk Retreat, a supported retreat experience designed for you. And our guest today does exactly that. She designs retreats for people, and we're going to have a really great show talking about all sorts of different kind of retreats people can do. And my guest is Darlene Rollins. And Darlene studies psychology and dance therapy in undergraduate school, which was the Colorado's Women's College, a liberal arts college. Music and theater are always a part of Darlene's studies and supported the dimension of ceremony, community, and transpersonal work. Her classwork studies, which were supported by fieldwork, included philosophy and religion, as well as altered states of consciousness, sensation, and perception. Darlene is honest with the fact that she was still struggling with her demons of bulimia and depression, but like most shamanic processes, this was the wound that opened her to the depths of humanness, where through the healing process, she could be of service to others. Darlene's graduate school was an experiential five-year program that was followed by additional 5 years of a doctoral equivalent in core energetics and in teaching groups and individuals in the pathwork, a contemporary and eclectic approach to life as a spiritual journey. Darlene founded the Earthwalk Retreat in 1994 and has been offering programs, individual sessions, groups, retreats, and other workshops here at Seven Oaks, where she has taught the graduation year of the five-year transformation program for 8 years. She also serves the Mid-Atlantic Pathwork Council and is on the board of the Mid-Atlantic Pathwork. So there's so many things that Darlene has done to get her to this place. Welcome to the show, Darlene. How are you today?
Hi. So I'm well. Thank you.
Good, good. So we just talked about your studies and you know what took you there. And of course, as people know through my show and my story, that most of us go through some kind of big event in their life. You know, we hit some kind of rock bottom, and it's what takes us to our next level of healing. And so obviously this is also what happened to you when you were dealing with depression and bulimia. Can you describe, you know, I describe your schooling and what you did that way, but can you describe for people how you see yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's the credentials, right, and what in our culture, you know, our education and our background. But for me, education has always been much more a direct experiential dynamic, and from that place, I would, you know, say I'm like a shaman, a mystic, an artist of living, seeker, finder, way shower, because, you know, now I have found some things that I can point to anyway, and also an ally on this mm-hmm. path of evolutionary self-healing that I believe every one of us is on, no matter how sick or well we think we are in this moment.
Wow, I love the adjectives that you use, because that's exactly, like you said, so many people have credentials, but how do we really see ourselves? You know, how do we portray ourselves to the world, and how are we living our passion? And so that's how you're living your passion. So going through all of that which you went through, what then inspired you to open the Earthwalk retreat? What was your pivotal moment of saying, you know, I want to have a whole retreat center where people can come and I can teach?
Well, it doesn't seem to happen to me that way. It's interesting because I had a healing teacher one time that spoke about, you know, kind of two modes of working in our lives. Some people are trackers and some people are dreamers. And the dreamers often have the vision of where they're going. And the trackers, which is basically what I am, kind of stay in the moment, you know, here and now, what's next. And actually, the Earthwalk retreat came to me in this magical way. And yet it was exactly also, I was in a moment where I had sort of quit my day job and was ready to hang out my shingle as a pathwork helper. And I realized that I really wanted more space to do group work, and I also, you know, wanted nature, because I've always deeply been connected with nature, and even where I was in my backyard, I was offering sweat lodges, right? So I, you know, simply, you know, realized in the moment that it was time to kind of find something. And then it just kind of all unfolded. And there were so many miracles that brought me here. I can't even quite, you know, it would take a while to go through that story. So,
but so you opened the Earthwalk retreat.
The Earthwalk basically chose me, I believe, is how it happened.
So you did this in 1994. So
right,
was it something?
Right, this was in 1994. And I, you know, I had found the land, and, you know, basically we just developed it from there.
Was it something at the beginning you felt, did people come, you know, you opened and people came, or did you find it took a while for people to catch on?
It's still taking a while, and yes, people do come, you know, but, you know, there is an awakening that's happening around this kind of need in our culture now, and what can, you know, what value can be derived and stuff by having time in retreat and also, you know, working with nature in these ways.
So most people are trying to find healing. And so everybody in the audience knows how I met Darlene is that my husband and I had planned a trip to experience some of what Darlene has to offer. And through some family problems, we haven't made it yet, but we still plan to make it. So because I believe you're right, we're on this conscious path of, there's a huge shift going on right now, and people are trying to heal and figure themselves out and do things differently because the old way is not working. How do you define health and healing? What is it that you believe encompasses all aspects of one's healing?
Well, I think it goes, you know, to a huge capacity that we really have. You know, in a sense, our natural nature is a great well-being. And there's a greater capacity, really, that we're, you know, like working to attain to, I believe, at this time, you know, of true health, right? Right now, our physical disease is, and I like the word disease, you know, hyphenated, mm-hmm. right? Disease, is a product of our emotional, mental, and spiritual wholeness. And it's also a reflection of the wholeness in the system as a whole. So as we know, things are a little bit fragmented and fractured these days. Right,
right. Right.
This disease, you know, is on any of these levels, actually, like, is really a reflection of our internal splitting. And so a lot of what I do is try to heal the outside through healing the inside. And so what we see outside in nature and also in the world around us is a kind of inner mirror for the psyche in some way. And I think the biggest problem we have is that when we're divided within, and it's when we turn against ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see a lot these days, like a lot of the autoimmune diseases and stuff that people have, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you know, almost invariably when I start talking to people from that place, I find that there is this really deep self-split.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of inner war happening. It's below the level of consciousness, so they're not so aware that it's there. But, you know, I have found that in general, you know, that helps a lot to bring that into consciousness. And I think in general, there's just kind of a lot going on at the level of where we're in conflict internally and externally.
So people aren't balanced.
And we don't know how to hold the whole. You know, we think it's an either or.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. So by coming to, you can individualize people's retreats, what they want based on what they're looking for. So what are you finding people the most, things that you're being requested that people want to do, or how they want to, what they want to experience, or do they even know? I mean, do people even know what they really want?
Yeah, it varies a lot. I mean, a lot of times what I find is that right now, lately, people are calling and they're feeling really stressed in their lives, and they don't know, and they don't know if this can help. And so, you know, I do spend some time with them. I usually give people an actual sample of, like, well, let me work with what's going on in your life right now. You know, we can have a little sample session, and you can see if, you know, how I'm holding this and the way I'm working with it seems to make sense and seems to even help, because usually I can, you know, get to some new kind of perspective and awareness within, you know, like an initial session with people. And
could we role play for a second? I'm just feeling, because we've done this, you've actually done this with me, to give people an example. So Darlene and I had a session, and you know, I was in a quiet space. And could you just kind of, like, if you were doing a session with me, how, just a few questions you would ask so people would get the idea how you take them into that?
Yeah, well, usually someone, you know, that is, you know, coming in a little, you know, stressed out or provoked or, you know, challenged in their life in some way, you know, sometimes even quite defeated, you know, like this is up, right? And mm-hmm. And so what I'm mostly wanting to do is hear, you know, from that, and not so much about it, although we talk about it some, but it's right there now. And so one of the ways that I work a lot, and I like to see if people can follow me there, is to actually go hold it in a kind of presencing of sensory awareness, because whatever it is, even as it's a story, you know, about what's going on in our life, and it's a feeling of being all upset about it or whatever like that, it's something that, you know, if we just notice it as a sensation, you know, within us, it mm-hmm. helps us get a little distance, right, and shift identification a little bit into this presence of awareness, you know, holding what's arising in the field of the body and in our consciousness.
Right. So my experience was not judging the feelings. Say at the time, I think I was experiencing some anxiety, which can equal fear. So it wasn't so much judging my feelings, but being in the present moment and allowing the feeling to be there, and you walking through with me of how does it feel, what am I feeling, and then you did some, I guess, clearing work with me, or made me very present to it, because as our session continued and then we went through, the feelings subsided and I was much calmer. It's almost like I could look at the anxiety and detach from it, as opposed to feeling it. If that makes sense to everybody, we are actually almost at our first break. How can people find you, Darlene? What is the website, and what should people know?
You can find me at earthwalkways.com. That's earthwalkways.com, three words. And there's a lot on the website, so I want to invite you to explore. I also have a meetup that has some of the even teleconference kinds of offerings that I do. I do a couple of, you know, group teleconference discussions and things like that on the evenings, on a weeknight. As well as having individual sessions with people. So there's various ways you can connect, and I think most of it is available to understand on the website, but please feel free to call. I love to talk to people at 540-752-5540.
And Darlene's site is very informative, and there's also pictures. You can get an idea what you might see. So we're going to come back and continue the conversation with Darlene today about her different retreats. And I'm Chela Zappia. You can find me on Facebook at Chela Zappia or at chelazappia.com, and we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sit back. Close your eyes. Relax. Have you explored the possibilities of yoga? It transcends time, space, and culture. It has healing properties, and it can be done by anyone. Tune in to Yoga Begins Now with Mark and Heather Cherie Titus. Mark and Heather are the team behind the Sedona Yoga Festival. Our program will bring yoga out of the studio and into your life with lively discussions, special guests, and an in-depth exploration of modern yoga. Yoga Begins Now. Join us every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carol Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chela's Chat. To reach Chela Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chelazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chela's Chat.
Hi, this is Chela, and I'm back on the air, and you're listening today to Darlene Rollins speaking about the Earthwalk Retreat, which is a supported retreat experience designed for you, and that's what Darlene does. And before we left the air, Darlene was really walking us through the process of how she talks to people, if you were to call, and she really wants to get down and know about each individual that's going to come there, so she can definitely design the retreat for you. So, I want to talk a little bit, Darlene, about some sweat lodges, but I want to give a little bit of history I found, if that's okay, and then I'll let you take off with it because you know about it so much more than me. But I thought it was kind of interesting that I understand that sweat lodges were prompted by the influence of the European culture to the Native Americans. It prompted them because they came in with their corrupting effects on Native culture with the introduction of alcohol and the inhumane treatment of Native people. The Native Americans needed to repurify themselves and find their way back to their traditional ways of living, which became evident as they were increasingly become more and more poisoned by the European culture. So the sweat lodge ceremony was the answer for them. And with the help of the medicine men and women, they could repair the damage done to their spirits, their minds, and their bodies. The sweat lodge is a place of spiritual refuge and mental and physical healing, a place to get answers and guidance by asking spiritual entities, totem helpers, the creator, and Mother Earth for the needed wisdom and power. And so that's some of the information I found. But how would you explain that experience, Darlene?
I mean, what I do is certainly not the traditional form of a lodge, and for the traditional reasons, I mean, basically the original story, it goes all the way back to White Buffalo Calf Woman and the Seven Rites of the Oglala Sioux, but various tribes, you know, also, you know, worked with this prior to the white people, and then I think it was like a resurgence, and it was also used, it's my understanding, and I'm not really an expert on the Native part of this, but it's my understanding that there was, a kind of preparation for war. for the young braves that it was used for as well. So, you know, it was under a time of great stress that they were, you know, also reviving this rite. And so, you know, it is a basically a form of ceremonial bathing. And that kind of activity, you know, doesn't, it's not just in Native American, basically ancient tribal societies of all types involved a kind of ceremonial bathing because, again, their minds were not so separated in everything, right? And so one cleansed, and that was not just a physical act. That was always a unified act that included the body and the mind and the spirit and the emotions. So something like a sauna was an original form of ceremonial bathing as well. And then in the West, we sort of separated things out. And so the cleansing that I like to do really is, you know, a sort of a process of going around the medicine wheel and following the seasons and sort of every 3 months or so, you know, sort of letting go of the stuff that we've accumulated over this past 3 months that's no longer in harmony, what's arisen, you know, and we've learned from, but, you know, we're ready to move on from. So there's a different way of bringing up the purification and the cleansing of our feelings, of our past, of the history, sort of removing the rust. And in that way, I think it may be similar to what you were describing, that they had revitalized it for. The other thing, though, that I found, and this is where I was given guidance when I first started doing lodges, that, you know, this could be offered to our people in a way that would help us reconnect to nature and to the earth. And so basically, I hold a space where there's a very deep intention to help people kind of melt into the earth. And it's a very beautiful, magical, alchemical process that includes the earth and the air and the fire and the water. And then we join that with our songs and our prayers and our intention, and it's a very beautiful ceremony in just being very present. You're in this darkness, and there's water being poured on hot stones, and steam is arising, and you can feel the heat of the steam, but you can hear it, you know, and it's like, it's an amazing kind of sensual experience that is transporting, is opening what we're always trying to do, you know, with the gates of perception.
Right.
Is to open them, right? And in order to do that, we have to melt. We have to relax. We can't be tense. We can't be in control. We can't be trying.
Right.
You know, so I love this ceremony in that way because it's this deep invitation for people to sit on the earth, lay on the earth even mostly. You know, we have room in the lodge for people to just lay down and feel the earth supporting them.
And so you do this several times a year collectively for groups that you just hold them and then people come. Do you do it seasonally, you said?
Yes, I try to offer them for the general public on a you know, seasonal basis. And then I'm also very happy if anybody has a group, you know, that they want to organize and come here and do this. You know, we had one yoga group come and they did yoga here in the morning and I did the fire ceremony and then they did the sweat after their yoga. So there's lots of interesting ways that it can be, you know, brought together for people.
Yeah. It sounds so incredibly healing. And that's one of the things my husband and I wanted to experience ourselves, but to do something like that, like you said, it's just being in the present moment with all of the earth elements together. You know, you have the water and the fire and the earth and the sky and the air, you know, it's just sounds so beautiful and peaceful. And I'm sure so many people come out of that just with, you know, feeling renewed, possibly with messages they're looking for, or everybody's experience is probably very, very different. What are some of the other ways that you work with people in teaching them how to connect with their soul's purpose?
I think that kind of takes us maybe a little to the art of soul whispering, And that's actually based on one of the most profound spiritual paths that I have found. It's known as the path work, and it's based on some spiritual transmissions through a medium, 1957 to 79. Her name was Eva Pyrakis. Mm-hmm. But the material is probably some of the most in-depth and illuminating understanding of the soul's journey on Earth and how it kind of gets derailed and confused in the identification with the smaller self or the ego, and how to understand more, you know, what's happening in our lives as they're unfolding, you know, in relationship to the soul's journey, rather than just sort of the ego's way of saying, well, this is good or this is bad or this is this sucks or
right.
So there's usually much more going on in all of that, and it's wonderful to begin to sort of consciously work with this soul's purpose. And so through the wisdom of the pathwork guide, there's a lot there that can help people. And again, I use this process that we were describing earlier of kind of going in and connecting more deeply with yourself. It's basically a process of self-knowledge. And so a lot of times we can even uncover exactly what's going on, you know, directly through our own inner guidance and experience. But it's a way of knowing that where we're being challenged or where there's a pattern in our life that keeps repeating, that there's a teaching, something, you know, something is trying to break into consciousness, something
right.
is trying to get our attention and is not the problem that we want to tend to make it. That is really a beautiful messenger.
So you work with people on and finding this, going deep inside,
yeah,
and trying to figure out what their soul is trying to tell them. And it sounds like such a very deep process to get through. Do you find that when people do this, do they really uncover and discover a lot about themselves?
Yes, and it's really a lifelong path, right? It's a spiritual path. So, you know, I think every time we do this, we learn something more, and we are vast. And
right.
there's much more going on than we even imagine. So, you know, that's a part of the joy to me, is it's like it's such a huge adventure.
And that's exciting. So everybody that comes to you, like, what do you find most people come and want from the retreat that they're looking for?
You know, it varies a lot. Like I said before, you know, people are, you know, just kind of seeking something because they know something's not working. There are people that come that are already doing nature contemplative work or meditation, and they're just coming to find a space that's, you know, beautiful and peaceful. And then there are people that are looking really to, you know, be on the cutting edge of the soul journey and their own evolution and consciousness. So people come because they're in a life transition, they're in a passage, they're, you know, struggling with something, and so pain is our good teacher, right, you know, and kind of drives us sometimes to look deeper. But there are also, you know, many, many people now, like you said, that are waking up, that are being called. I mean, all of nature is calling us, all, everything around is, you know, like really cooperating with this movement that we're trying to make. And people are feeling it in amazing ways. I mean, I'm always blown away by, you know, who comes here and what they're saying has been happening to them. So it can be, you know, people struggling, or it can be people like really beginning to get something and wanting more, wanting a deeper understanding, wanting to learn more about how to connect with nature and communicate at these levels.
So I always say, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. So you would be the teacher, you know. When people are ready for that next place in their life where they're exploring, it's amazing what all of a sudden it comes up, how you find what you need. Today's show, I'm hoping for people listening to it that are on their healing path or want to dive deeper into their consciousness or find out what their soul is really trying to express or just commune with nature, anything. I would really hope that you would consider doing something like Darlene has to offer, because it is, I think, most likely life-changing for people. And when we get back from the next commercial, we're going to talk a little bit more really about how nature plays such a huge role in our healing, and there's science even behind it. So, Darlene, again, how can people find your website?
It's at earthwalkways.com.
And a number possibly?
You can also just probably Google the Earthwalk Retreat.
Okay, Earthwalk Retreat. Or if they want to contact you via phone?
540-752-5540.
She's in the lovely area of Fredericksburg, Virginia. So it's so gorgeous up there. And I'm Chella Zappia. You can find me again at Facebook at Chella Zappia. Email me at ChellaZappia@outlook.com. Again, that's C-E-L-L-A or ChellaZappia.com. And I have my blogs on there and other information and a contact page. So I'd love to hear from you. And we will be returning and continue our conversation with Darlene.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Hi, everybody. It's Chella, and we are back from break, and it's a beautiful, sunny day here in Virginia Beach. I'm very excited about that, and it's a perfect day to be talking about nature. And our guest today is Darlene Rollins, and she has a place called Earthwalk, where she does retreats there of all sorts, and that's what we've been talking about. I have a quote here that says, that's from Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, "Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience." Darlene, with that quote, the word patience was really imminent. Did you find ever since you've been doing this and you're working with nature that you become much more patient, that is just the key when you're out in nature?
Yeah, you know, patience, I think, is one of those words that it's totally apt. And for me, I would use presence. Allows time. It's like a kind of consciousness that just allows yourself to be fully present, and then without the past or the future, there's not this inner pressure, right? There is no impatience. And there's something about nature, she doesn't think, right? She doesn't live in the world of the future or the past. She was totally in this present now. And she calls us there in a way through the sensory, right, which is also always in this moment now. And from that way of getting present fully, then I believe that our, you know, sense of eternality almost is felt in the world.
I love that. That's such a great answer. Thank you for that. So one of the things that I know that you do and is a very big, I think it's brought out more and more, is shamanism. But I'm feeling that maybe a lot of people listening to this might not really understand. And I know it's a huge subject. It could be in a whole hour show in itself. But could you give us a little bit of a better understanding what the shamanic process is and how much is nature connected with our healing through this experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's used in lots of different ways, that word. But I think that what I hear mostly that it's referring to is a kind of animistic experience of the world, so that everything is alive and conscious and participating. It's a way of entering into a natural world that is more than just beautiful and present, but is actually participatory, conscious of you, maybe even loving you, you know, holding you. There's a deep interaction that can happen between us and nature, a relationship that can form and and amazingly it can be this therapist, this healer in all of these great ways that is a combination of our own connection and inner dialogue with this vastness all around us. And we don't often realize it's there. We've been taught in our culture mostly to see nature as insentient, right? Not conscious. And that's not correct. And even our scientists are discovering that very much now. So that's a very exciting thing to me, because there's nothing more exciting to my child than the fact that everything in nature is conscious and I can play with it.
Yeah, one of my questions to you was going to be, do you find that science is now backing the role of nature more and more, where there's scientific evidence of how nature works in our healing and health? And like you said, that it is conscious. It's not just stagnant. What have you found with the science in this?
Well, there's several really interesting things coming out recently. Real deep understanding of plant consciousness and plant communication by several people, but I really especially like a man by the name of Booner. And so he has written several books. One of them that I would recommend first is called The Secret Teaching of Plants, and then it's subtitled The Intelligence of the Heart in the Direct Perception of Nature. And then he just has a brand new one out that I'm in the middle of reading now. And he has a lot of science in there, both about our own physiology and our perception and our capacity for perceiving, and also about plant perception and the ways that plants communicate with each other through chemicals and this network of mycelial beings that are, you know, interconnecting everything, and how the forest is very much conscious and alive.
That's so interesting. And I've read some studies myself and how plants actually interact with each other and they're conscious of each other. So it's quite fascinating. And again, what is the author's name?
I just, for some reason, I'm spacing it. Harrod Booner, but there's another name in front of it.
Okay. Booner, like B-O-O-N-E-R?
B-U-H-N-E-R.
Oh, okay, like Bonner. Okay. So for people that might be interested in looking up those books. And I know that you have some other books. Do you have any other books that you can suggest to people? I know that you like to suggest books before people come to these retreats.
Yeah, people, you know, want to, you know, study about a vision quest process or something like that, especially I think it's useful for them to read a little, and I have my favorites. We have a library here as well, and so there's lots of great things out there. I particularly also like a guy by the name of Bill Plotkin. He runs the Animus Valley Institute in Durango, Colorado, and he has several books out on soul and nature and how we can work with nature through, you know, soul work and these kinds of connections and ritual and different processes, so dream work, all of that.
Okay. Okay. And I know you have a list. Do you have, I think you have a list on your website as well. Is that correct?
Yes. There's a resource list on my website. So.
Yeah. So I found it quite an extensive list. It's quite fascinating. And many of the books I was familiar with and the many I was not. So definitely looking into that myself. So if people want to know more about a certain subject in what we're talking about today, definitely look at the list and, you know, perhaps get yourself a little bit more educated and then possibly do the retreat if that's how you like to do things. I know a lot of times I like to be educated in what I'm doing and knowledgeable before I jump into something. And I'm sure a lot of people are like that. I also know, Darlene, that there's this concept or this process. It started in Japan. It's, yeah, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Shinrin Yoku, the art of forest bathing. And I also know there's a lot of scientific studies behind it about the healing effects of this particular practice. What do you do this at your retreat center? And what do you know about this? What can you tell us?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I just learned about this year coming in from Japan, but actually I called it natural communion, and I've been doing it for about as long. I haven't been studying it, so that's the nice thing is that the Japanese began to do physiological measurements with people before and after and over time as they practiced this art. And of course the Japanese are attuned to nature, very sensory culture, right? So it makes to me a lot of sense that this comes out of that. But it's basically a part of their health regime, well-being regime, like we do our jogging or, you know, our dieting or whatever. They would include this thing called Shinrin Yoku. And it's translated in the West a little bit as forest bathing. But that doesn't mean, you know, taking off your clothes and jumping in a creek in the forest. It's basically taking in the atmosphere of the forest, like bathing in the energy and atmosphere of the forest.
And yeah,
so basically it's a process where we're learning how, again, to lose our mind mm-hmm. and come to our senses and be very present to everything around us. And the studies have shown that this automatically brings us into, you know, like it reduces our blood pressure, it reduces our cortisol levels, it reduces our pulse rate. Essentially, it brings us into a parasympathetic response of, you know, our autonomic nervous system, which is the relaxation response, right?
Right.
So
right.
This is what we need to balance our own, like, kind of hyperdrive culture.
Yeah, I saw some fascinating studies even, right, that it takes you to that really calming place. And so many chronic diseases, even like cancer, can be prevented and or healed through a process like this. And I found it interesting, you know, I love the term, the art of forest bathing. So somebody came to you and said, you know, I really love this art of forest bathing. What would they do? Like, would it be a hike through the woods? What would it be?
Well, yeah, we would go on a little walk together, and maybe in as a group. It's kind of a little process that I have, and there's a place on the land where we, as we begin down the trail away from the lodge, I stop. It's a little portal between four trees, and it's there that we start working with this shift in consciousness that we need to make. You know, there's sort of two ways of being. We can think or we can feel. And if we're thinking, we're not so feeling. And if we're feeling, we're usually not so thinking. And the way to enter into the forest and to be present to the atmosphere of the forest is to shift out of thinking and into feeling. But I find nature is one of the strongest incentives and greatest helpers in that. But we're very mentally oriented in this culture. And so it sometimes takes people a little while to sort of enforce that shift internally. So I'm kind of holding a space for people to do that and kind of keep directing them back there. And then we do a series of exercises. We walk back down the trail. We come to a space in the woods that's open, and I might have people even open their bodies, move a little bit, sort of do a little what I call flow yoga in nature, and that's always good also for bringing us into connection with ourselves and into sensory relatedness. And then oftentimes I like people just to lie down and close their eyes first, because visually, you know, we're sort of, it's our most dominant sense, and we are less aware of it as when we close our eyes, and then we can hear. And in the forest, there's all kinds of sounds that we usually wouldn't be paying attention to. So when people lie down, close their eyes, now we're hearing the sounds of the forest, and that begins to open them into this sense of I almost feel like it's like a space, a sensorium we're all existing in, right? Both internally and externally, there's this sensorium. And when we begin to, you know, really access that, that's where all pleasure lies. That's where richness and also creativity come from. Often from that place, and we do a series of other meditations, and I, you know, teach a couple of little tricks to the trade, so to speak, of really, you know, staying, you know, present in that way and opening to nature. And then there's a way that we might want to get some guidance. A lot of times I use a kind of nature walk as a little bit of a labyrinth. On the creek, there aren't any trails.
Right.
So you can, you know, I'll say, okay, so find your own path, right? You're a pathfinder, just like in life, right? It's a metaphor. And so notice your natural attractions and follow. Go to where you're attracted, right? So we all take off in different directions. But before we go, we can begin with framing a question for guidance, like, I am a pilgrim seeking, right? Seeking peace or seeking, you know, clarity about something. And again, we don't think about it as we go, but
we just
dropping that in at the beginning, we just follow the natural attractions, notice, you know, what arises in our awareness, what we're interested in, how it feels, and we can journal this. We go to a point where it feels like, well, this is our center spot, or, you know, power spot, or this is as far as I want to go, and heading back.
Yeah.
And that becomes like the place where you can open again into a sort of presence and meditation. The
Perfect.
Whole thing is a walk-in meditation, like a labyrinth.
Well, I so appreciate that. I'm sorry to jump in. We have to get ready for a break, but I want to continue this when we get back from our break. So we've been speaking with Darlene Rollins, and we will be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction, with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
We are back in the last segment of Chella's Chat today, speaking with Darlene Rollins and about her Earthwalk retreats and all the different components. And I know people can even go up there, and I know that they can take canoes out, or there's water, and there's paths, and there's walking, and there's woods, and there's all sorts of things to do. So I'm sure even if you just wanted to go up there just to experience nature, and that would be an option as well. Darlene, a couple more questions before we end our segment today. What are different ways that you can tell people, even if they couldn't get to a retreat center like you offer, what would be some recommendations for how people can really connect with nature and find their true inner calling?
I believe that this is something that we can do wherever we are, and nature will greatly appreciate it as we will. So it's, again, like anything else, creating the time and knowing the value of something. So it's a matter of, even in your backyard, going and sitting in your body and feeling sensorily, listening and just breathing and learning through nature's mirror how to just be, right? The human doing part of us is kind of over-dominant in our culture, and we need this balance. It's, I think, almost like the feminine balance of the masculine doing. We need the presence and the being. And we can practice this even while you're brushing your teeth. Just pay attention to what it feels like to brush your teeth. The minute you do that, you create a gap in the mind stream and bring yourself truly into this moment, which is where reality is and where all the guidance is that we need. If we're not in the present, we're not going to get the guidance that we need. We're not going to feel the intuition or the hear the voice that's speaking to us. We're off in our thoughts somewhere. So it feels to me like it is, something that we can all do as much as possible as part of our spiritual discipline in this day and age, and it will help a lot.
Well, and those are great ideas, so such as just being very present with your thoughts, or paying attention to a task you're doing. If you're brushing your teeth, actually focus on brushing your teeth, or walking up the stairs, think about walking, or walking up the stairs, there's walking meditation.
It's actually feeling it. We have to be sensory, and every time we think, we're leaving this very important realm that we've already left to a great degree in our culture, so it's like, it's hard for us. We are so not used to it. So this is part of what I do, is I just kind of keep bringing people back to
out of their heads. Everybody's in their head. You got to get out of the heads. I understand as well that you create hymns or songs. What got you to do that? Like, what are the songs about, and can people hear them?
Yeah. Basically, again, it's about, being present and in that presence with nature. Oftentimes, like, we get filled up, right? There's a great joy, a great, something that comes through us, life force, creativity, and there's a way that I, in that place, feel very grateful and want to give back to nature, want to, celebrate nature, share nature, give energy to nature, right? So how do we do that? How can we support nature in a way? And I think, we can, try to use less plastic bags or something like that, but I think there's a real emotional connection that if we cultivate, and a friendship and a relationship, and so what I use the hymns for is really to sing to nature and about my love for her. And so they come to me oftentimes in nature, and they're used also in our natural communion processes and in our sweat lodges and that kind of thing. They're wonderful to sing together. They have, good energy. They're kind of like folk songs that are about the sun and the moon and the stars and the beauty of life and nature. So they are, some of them currently up on my website, getting some more up. I have a professional CD people can order if they would like. There's a few cuts from that up there. And then the rest of them are just a cappella or with me and the guitar that I've just done unprofessionally here, putting a few more up. And I have 82 of them, and I am looking for someone to help me record them.
Well, so, if anybody's out there and can help her record them, that's incredible. Before we close the show today, what are some of the... what's the most important thing you want people to come away from after this conversation today?
Well, that there's, you know, there's an invitation here for a new awareness and connection, like a relationship and a delight in nature's presence, that I think we're deeply hungry for, that's deeply healing for us and deeply healing for nature, is the portal into the new levels of consciousness that we need to reach, I think, in order to really come back into balance with the earth. And I think from where we are now, we don't really know how to heal her as much as we might want to. I think we need to learn to listen to her, because I think she can tell us. Mm-hmm. But we have to find that reconnection now. And this reunion, I think, is one of the most important things that's happening on this planet. And all of nature is calling us to it.
I think that's awesome. Nature is really healing. I know for myself personally, I live right at the beach, and I walk the beach often. I need to be by water. I look outside my window here. I have live oaks that are just, I feel like they talk to me. They touch my window. They inspire me. There's so much healing that can be done in nature. And you're right, we're on the go so much. We live in a very urban culture that keeps going. We don't take time to stop and breathe and feel and experience. And if you can just, you know, even if you're living in a city atmosphere, if there's a park or something by you, I mean, whatever it takes to feel that and just sit, you know, sit under the moon, feel the moon, you know, the moon's light on you, feel the sunshine on you, right? You know, moon bathing. I mean, it's just beautiful, and people don't do it enough. So it's been an awesome show today. Darlene, once again, could you let people know your website?
Earthwalkways.com.
And that is
Earthwalk Retreat.
Earthwalk, yeah, and there's, it's credible information. Darlene, thank you so much for being on the show today. There was so much information. I know there is so much more. So people listening, go to the website, get the information, and ask Darlene. She's full of so much knowledge.
And for my newsletter, I'm going to start a newsletter and sending out these little tips and ways that you can incorporate this into your daily practice.
Oh, good. See, perfect. So sign up for the newsletter and just see how this can be incorporated into your healing practice. And I'm Chela Zappia. And just remember, you know, when it comes to nature, our task must be to free ourselves by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. And that was by Albert Einstein. And really take time to look at the trees, look at nature, listen to the birds, you know, let's slow down a little bit. So until next week, this is Chela Zappia, and have a great evening.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Chela's Chat featuring Chela Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.